you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, on this Thanksgiving today. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. A very special day indeed, and I'm so blessed to share it with you today. I'm Stacy Ann, and I have my beloved Terry here with me.
Oh, boy. You know I love that term, beloved.
I know you
my
love
beloved.
That.
My beloved. Oh, beloved Pete.
Yes, my antagonizer.
Could you just say, like, sugar daddy or my big squeeze, something like that.
We are here together celebrating Thanksgiving, and you are our family today. How does that sound? And
well, pass the gravy, will you?
And we are going to, we have a fun 2 hours planned, and this first hour is more just kind of making the main thing, and just really giving thanks and kind of the history of Thanksgiving. And we're going to get right into it with one of my, I'm going to share with you one of my very favorite Thanksgiving songs and kind of set the tone for today. So
is
go
that
ahead.
The one by Adam Sandler? I love that
I'm
one.
I'm going to have you sing that later. We'll start here though. Happy Thanksgiving, friends, and join me in this song. Yes, giving thanks on this Thanksgiving. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Yes, you are. You're not listening to a radio station that plays music, but that is one of my very favorite Thanksgiving songs, reminding us that we do have a wonderful opportunity to look at life through a perspective of gratitude and thanksgiving, and to show you how distinctly different at times Terry and I and our Thanksgiving perspective are just in life, and why I love him so. He brings such laughter and joy to my life every single day.
Hey, looks aren't
everything. Come on. I have to tell you, when we first started dating, I tell this story about you, that the first, 6 months, I just would smile so much, my cheeks hurt, because he makes me giggle and laugh, and he's good. He probably should have been a comedian at some point in his life. And I'm going to now, if I can bring up, you go ahead and give us a weather forecast today, Terry. Where are we at with our weather? Well, I find this clip, because he said, you shared your song, I want to share mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So we're going to go ahead and tell us the weather.
Well, today we're looking for partly cloudy skies, high degrees of 49, so 49 degrees. As far as precipitation, not looking for a whole lot. Very low, 0 to 2%. So I just don't think it's going to happen. And that's throughout the day. So cloudy skies, no precip, not really looking for rain until Saturday. Saturday looking at 47%. And then, of course, Monday it starts all over again. So, yeah, it's a good day. Get out there. Don't get sunburned. You know, the usual.
All the normal stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important. And while I'm finding this clip from Terry, I am going to play this. And while I keep looking for this clip that you want me to play, we're going to play this clip for you, my friends. It's my friend John Maxwell, who has a great message this morning that I want to share with you for Thanksgiving. So here we go.
Happy Thanksgiving, John Maxwell here. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. The word is thankful. My mother taught me a lesson one time on Thanksgiving. It happens to be one of my very favorite holidays. And she said, John, you have to be thinkful, thankful to be thankful. In other words, you need to think about all of your blessings and she would say, write them down. And we would come to the Thanksgiving table and we would spend, maybe 30 minutes going around the table thinking about and talking about what we were thankful for. And it was a beautiful time for the family, because one person would talk about something they were thankful for, and it would, again, remind us that, oh, yeah, I'm thankful in that area also. Is there anything better than being around people that are grateful? Is there anything better than being around people that are thankful for what they have been given and what they have received? I don't think so. I think that gratitude is the least expressed but the most important virtue in a person's life. So I'm going to work on my gratitude this Thanksgiving, and I hope you will too. Blessings.
A great reminder from John Maxwell, having an attitude of gratitude on this Thanksgiving day. And, Terry, I'm pretty thankful for you in my life,
I have to say.
I know. And we're having a wonderful time this morning celebrating Thanksgiving with you, friends. And I found this clip that Terry, we played the song, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
Give thanks.
Yep. And now we're going to play Terry's song thinks we should play, and it is from Saturday Night Live, just kind of setting it
flashback.
Up. Flashback. Adam Sandler mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving, so here we go.
We hope will become a weekend update tradition. Every Thanksgiving from now on, a different SNL performer will compose and sing an original song to commemorate the holiday. We couldn't think of a better person to begin this tradition than our own Adam Sandler.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, Adam, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Kevin. I've worked all week on my song, and I hope you'll be entertained and a little moved. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. 'Cause it's turkey to eat, so good. A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey, turkey D, turkey, turkey dap. I eat the turkey and I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with the gravy and the cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that was strawberry. Turkey for you and a turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave the girl BD. A gobble gobble ducky. I used to go to camp at Lake Winnipesaukee. Come on, Kevin.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it'll be fun.
All right, so a little Anna Sandler fun on this Thanksgiving, and certainly most people are having fun, maybe even watching the parade, right? I remember getting up early in the morning and watching the Thanksgiving parade and wondering, oh my goodness, how fun is this? You know, the turkey in the oven and smelling the gravy.
Noise.
And it was great background noise.
I don't know that I ever actually sat and watched it from start to finish.
Right.
Like a ball game.
I think I was too active to sit down there
always
and watch that. But I know that
food.
They're actually having the parade. I don't know in what kind of modification form this year, but they are doing the parade. I guess you can social distance with your big old balloons.
Can you imagine that many people out there?
The crowds, though, I'm not sure. Maybe they're all having them watch it on TV and not have the crowds. I don't know. We don't have a TV in the studio to be able to. I guess we could pull it up online maybe and find it. Mm-hmm. But we're here together with you on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day, and we're going to go through some history coming up on the show, talking about the original Thanksgiving and why we're together and why we do this Day of Thanks, kind of where it came from. Mm-hmm. And certainly, as we know, we're living in these days of cancel culture. They're trying to go back and put something on that first day that's not the truth. And so we want to get down to the original reason for Thanksgiving, and we'll be going through that as well as some presidential proclamations. We'll go through some history of some presidents in the past, and currently our current president has made a proclamation. We'll be reading that as well.
And did you see the two turkeys that he gave a pardon to? What were their names? It was funny.
Oh, I don't know.
They were white.
Oh, we should talk about that. That can be your story.
Ooh,
huh?
I have to look that one up. Good balance.
Yesterday. Yes, we had a wonderful celebration yesterday. In fact, I'm very thankful for the Statesman Journal. They were there and they've put a pretty good story up. Oregon State Capitol protesters eat Thanksgiving meal and defy Governor Kate Brown's freeze. We had a wonderful time. The weather cooperated yesterday. It was a great crowd, fantastic food, and the leftover food went and continued to feed the homeless. There were several folks that were homeless that joined us yesterday. And then our friend here at Dan Sheets, he took the remainder and continued to feed the homeless last evening with the food that was left over. What a great story. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Here with you on this Thanksgiving morning, you're our family. We're celebrating
Come
together.
Come back for those turkey names now.
We'll be back with more stories and more fun coming up. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you and happy Thanksgiving together on this wonderful day.
I'm already hungry.
The 26th of November. And on this day, the proclamation on Thanksgiving Day from our president, Donald J. Mm-hmm. Trump. I'm going to read this to you because I think it's really good. On Thanksgiving Day, We thank God for the abundant blessings in our lives as we gather with family and friends to celebrate this season of generosity, hope, and gratitude. We commemorate America's founding traditions of faith, family, and friendship, and give thanks for the principles of freedom, liberty, and democracy that make our country exceptional in the history of the world. This November marks 400 years since the Mayflower and its passengers faced the unknown and set sail across the Atlantic Ocean. Propelled by hope for a brighter future, these intrepid men and women endured 2 long months at sea, tired and hungry to arrive in a new world full of potential. In the winter weather that greeted their arrival, they lost nearly half of their fellow travelers to exposure, disease, and starvation. Despite unmanageable hardships, these first Americans nevertheless remained firm in their faith and unwavering in their commitment to their dreams. They forged friendships with the tribe. They fostered a spirit of common purpose among themselves and trusted in God to provide for them. The following year, they celebrated a successful harvest alongside their Native American neighbors, the first Thanksgiving. This seminal event in history of our nation is a continual reminder that the power of faith, love, and perseverance, prayer, and fellowship remain. The Mayflower's arrival in the New World in 1620 also marks the arrival of the first seeds of democracy to our land. Absent the rule of a monarch in an uncharted wilderness, these early settlers resolved to create their own government through what is known as the Mayflower Compact. Defined by majority rule through elected leaders responsible for creating just and equal laws, the Mayflower Compact represents the first chapter in a long tradition of self-determination and the rule of law in America. 156 years later, our nation's founding fathers resolved to break free from England, building upon the Mayflower Compact to establish an enduring government whose authority came solely from the consent of the governed. This year, as our nation continues to combat the coronavirus pandemic, we have once again joined together to overcome the challenges facing us. In the midst of suffering and loss, we are witnessing the remarkable courage and boundless generosity of the American people as they come to the aid of those in need, reflecting the spirit of the first settlers who worked together to meet the needs of their community. First responders, medical professionals, essential workers, neighbors, and countless other patriots have served and sacrificed for their fellow Americans. And the prayers of our people have once again lifted up our nation, providing comfort, healing, and strength during times of uncertainty. Despite unprecedented challenges, we have not faltered in the face of adversity. To the contrary, we've leveraged our strength to make significant breakthroughs that will end this crisis, rebuilding our stockpiles, revamping our manufacturing capabilities, and developing groundbreaking therapeutics and life-saving vaccines on record-shattering timeframes. During this season of gratitude, we also acknowledge those who cannot be with families. This includes the brave American patriots of our armed forces who selflessly defend our sacred liberty at home and abroad. And we pause to remember the sacrifices of our law enforcement personnel and first responders. We are deeply grateful for those who remain on watch over the holidays and keep us safe as we celebrate and give thanks for the blessings in our lives. This Thanksgiving, we reaffirm our everlasting gratitude for all that we enjoy, and we commemorate the legacy of generosity bestowed upon us by our forebears. Although challenges remain, we will never yield in our quest to live up to the promise of our heritage. As we gather with our loved ones, we resolve with abiding faith and patriotism to celebrate the joys of freedom and cherish the hope of peace of a brighter future. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim Thursday, November 26, 2020, as National Day of Thanksgiving. I encourage all Americans to gather in homes and places of worship to offer prayer of thanks to God for our many blessings. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand to this 25th day, November, in the year of our Lord, 2020, and the independence of the United States of America. Donald J. Trump. Very good proclamation on this Thanksgiving Day, and such a great reminder. And such, you know, when you talk about being united and being focused and giving thanks and making the main thing the main thing.
We saw a lot of that this year. We really did with the fires.
We have seen a community
supporting restaurants that only had takeout and you know, people mentioning, hey, I've got some friends that have a restaurant. Please go support them. You know, they're struggling. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of that on Salem Eats. Mm-hmm. That was a very important Facebook that came to be.
Well, and Terry, when you think about our journey, even this last year, I mean, it was a year ago, right at this time, that you and I came to explore the mm-hmm. great Oregon opportunity for us.
Yeah, my first time out here.
Yes, and we got to do a pre-Thanksgiving meal with my friend Kelly and her family. And how much has changed? Yes, we said yes, we'll go, and mm-hmm. we went, and here we are in January, towards the end of January, and we had no idea that a month and a half later that everything would change so abruptly. And I would say, looking back, I'm so glad we did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's not been what we thought it would be like, but what a great opportunity to find treasures. We have found some incredible people that we're thankful for.
Well, we grew in different directions too, having these borders and these restrictions that we had. So we were able to go out, meet different people under different circumstances, mm-hmm. and grow in directions we didn't know we could.
And I know certainly I can, there's a whole long list of people that I can think of right now that I didn't know a year ago that I know now. And many of you I met yesterday at the Thanksgiving gathering that we had at the Capitol and had a chance to put names and faces together. And I know I didn't quite meet all of you, but it was certainly a wonderful time. And I was reflective even yesterday and a little emotional about, wow, had we not said yes mm-hmm. to this opportunity to hit the Oregon Trail and come out, come out west, because it was, we drove all
go
the way
west,
from
man.
Arkansas.
We did too.
It was quite
was
the journey. Took us a few days and a U-Haul truck.
It was budget.
Let's make this accurate. Budget
right.
truck.
Yeah.
Because we were on a budget.
Bringing my van out here.
We brought the van out and here we are. Our lives are really enriched by being here.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no regrets.
For however long we get to be here. So we're extremely thankful for you, our friends, our new friends, that you're in our lives, and we're looking forward to continued adventure. And we're going to come back after this break, and we're going to go into some David Barton history of Thanksgiving. And then I have some proclamations and some insight from presidents of the past.
Oh, and I've got the name of the two turkeys.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that too.
Okay.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM on this Thanksgiving Day. Thanks to have you tune in. There we go. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Trusting you're having a wonderful morning thus far. Maybe you are cooking the turkey and all the wonderful fix-ins. And I have the smells and the sounds of Thanksgiving. Let's try this.
Mom, here we go. Oh, is that our background sounds?
There we go. Yep, here it is.
So that's playing in the background.
So
Mom's making fresh bread,
mm-hmm.
and she makes cornbread because she uses both of those in her dressing. And it's not a baked dressing, but it's a cooked kettle dressing. And so it flows. It's amazing.
And so you're hearing, you know, the timer go off because you got to check on this and that.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
hear the TV in the background.
Yep.
And another sound that's really, we should bring up too, sounds of Thanksgiving is football, right? That's something that usually is a tradition.
Usually.
I'm
not very happy with football.
A lot of us are kind of in that place where we're not so much. When they started
kneeling
and instead of standing.
And the Cowboys, he said, yeah, do what you want to do. I was like,
It'll be interesting to note this year when we look at sports and look back in 2020, you know, all of the changes.
I bet they lost a lot of people watching it.
And even in just the shift in news in the last few weeks, how people, you know, and I've always said this, that we can really vote with our dollars, you know, and our time
and your viewership
and your viewership and mm-hmm. what you're listening to. And And you're listening this morning to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann and Terry hanging out in the studio on your Thanksgiving Day, our Thanksgiving Day. You're our family.
Thank you for listening, guys. We've got family
back in celebrating Thanksgiving today in Arkansas.
Yep.
So we wish them, Jackie and
I was checking in with them and they were like, are you going to be here for Thanksgiving?
Oh,
I was like,
no. Yeah. And then we got Ross and mom and and certainly all our your siblings and
nieces,
Terry's
nephews,
side of the family. And Bree
there
in Arkansas. And then in South Dakota, we have mom and dad, my mom and dad, Larry and Sandy, and all of my kids, Shelby and Nathan.
Quit it.
And
it'll go on
I
and
know,
on. Just say
on
all of my kids
all of my
and then
loved,
stop.
All of my kids.
they all
got to get the equal time. This is what I get to put up with every single day, and we have so much fun. And I think it's good that we talk about, we did the proclamation of the president, and when you talked about
names.
And so now we have to talk about, you know, the turkey, the pardoning of the turkeys, right? This is a tradition, a White House tradition. So
I thought there was just one turkey, but evidently there's two turkeys this year. And I mean the animals, not some other
individuals
people running around. But I like, their names are...
What are their names?
Corn and Cob.
Corn and Cob, the turkeys. Oh, that's creative. And so is there like a declaration in their...
There's a whole bio.
Oh,
what TVs they like, or TV shows they like to watch. I mean, it just
turkeys
goes,
turkeys watch TV.
They
humanize the turkeys and then they pardon.
Okay,
and
so I'm going to read some stuff to you because I think it's funny. So this is corn. Hatched July 2nd, 2020. Height 32 inches. Weight 42 pounds. Wingspan 35 inches. Favorite snack, sweet corn. Personality type, chatty. Favorite sport, college football. Favorite pastime, storm chasing. Travel goal, Iowa State Fair. And fitness goal, perfecting the high jump.
Oh, my.
That's corn. And Cobb, born July 2nd, 2020, 41 pounds, 34-inch wingspan. Favorite snack, soybeans. Personality type A, whatever that is. Favorite sport, pickleball, whatever that is. Favorite pastime, puzzles. Travel goal, visiting D.C. monuments. And fitness goals, biking across Iowa.
Now, let me tell you, friends, this is money well spent, tax money well spent, coming up with bios for turkeys. I don't think so much.
Well, it's
fun, I suppose. We got to have a little fun, a little humor.
Well, it didn't cost $1.27 million to get a committee together to find names.
Find out and then pardon the turkey.
Yeah.
But speaking of pardoning, and no turkey involved here, there was a serious thing that happened yesterday. Do you have that handy, that information?
Oh, I did.
Yesterday, there was a pardon that really had some significance. And while we were at the dinner yesterday down at the Capitol, you know, the one Defy the Lockdown dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, which had over, I want to say, close to 300 people or so. Fantastic opportunity to connect in our community and show that we are not going to stay locked down. We are personally responsible, and we are going to be do what we want to do. And if we want to have more than six people in our home, we certainly will do that. And at the same time that we're having this feast out front of the Capitol, Governor Brown was on the inside having another press conference. And it was interesting because how the spin went on her press conference was she's opening up the restrictions. She's lightening up on the restrictions. Well, reality, friends, re-look at that headline and read the story, because remember, she put us in a two-week freeze. Yes, indeed. Until the 3rd of December, we're on a freeze. Bars are not open. Restaurants have to do takeout. Churches are limited in size. Gyms are closed. In fact, speaking of gyms, courthouse has now a $90,000 fine for defying the lockdown and staying open. Unbelievable.
You know, here's my question. Now, I try to find the root to this, or not the root, or the end outcome, the end game. Okay, so we have people that want to stand up for their rights, and they do, such as courthouse, and then so they get these fines. Okay, so this is a written fine, let's just say. Now, there has to be, where's the action? I see this, the first response is, okay, the action's going to be, they're going to take money from them. They're going to send in some officials to try to lock their doors. They're going to, you know, what do they do? Turn off their water, their electricity. I mean, what can they actually do? What if the court says, yeah, we don't think, because it's going to go to court. you know. Mm-hmm. So he's going to say, yep, the court, if we get into the in front of the right judge, he's going to say, yep, that's not constitutional. I am not. I'm going to, whatever the word is, for these fines to go away. Mm-hmm. So everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, we just have to figure out how to make the end game work for the good guys.
Well, and the cost of not being open may be more severe than the $90,000 fine in the business perspective of things.
He was like, look, I'm not going to make it. So either way, I'm not going to make it if they fine me into extinction.
Right. And I think that how we, again, when we talk about voting with our steps, right, and we talked about the football league mm-hmm. and all of that, I think certainly we need to get behind businesses that defy the lockdown. And we need to show up with our support and yeah. our membership and things like that. This is what we can do to help them fight off the $90,000 fines. Now, I don't know if that's ongoing. It adds up daily or if it's a one-time deal. No. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. But certainly keeping them in our prayers and all of that. Were you able to find the information on the other pardon we were talking about?
Yeah.
This is pretty significant.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as I read through this, and of course I Googled instead of DuckDuckGo probably, and it pulls up, you know, it goes with the AP, NPR, Washington Post, New York Times, all skewed.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find a better article, maybe like in Newsmax. I would pull up Newsmax, and this is how this is what we do. This is just like being in our living room on Thanksgiving Day.
We kind of, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Ping pong back and forth and try to get the information that we need. But yesterday, is there something there?
Oh, this was, hang on a minute. This is the most recent. Oh, 13 hours ago. That's pretty good. And this is Newsmax.
Yes.
Yep. It says, President Donald J. Trump's pardon of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn was not only justified, but he shouldn't have never been investigated or prosecuted, according to former Chief Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy. And it goes on and talks about there was no evidence, you know, yada, yada, yada. Of course, this is the stuff you don't hear about. I don't know.
Well, and it's always the water tastes like the hose that you drink it out of, right?
Oh my.
It is important that we monitor where we're getting our information mm-hmm. and compare it and contrast and get out some media literacy, which I want to get into next hour.
What is
because
it?
Because how to be smart about our media and how we're getting our media. And I know a couple years ago you had posted on your Facebook page about the media and how they all have similar talking points all over.
Owners.
Well, I have a clip.
Oh.
I have a clip from Michael Gallagher's show, Mike Gallagher's show, that I want to play
where
with you.
All reading the
mm-hmm.
same stuff.
And I'm going to play that in the
different.
Yep,
news.
We're going to talk about this a little bit more in the
like
8 o'clock hour. But again, it's so important that you and I be informed of what's going on and we understand it. And that's why in the next segment, I'm going to talk about David Barton's going to tell us about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you have Thanksgiving today with your family and your friends, you'll be able to share a little bit more about their origins. And if you hear anything counter to that, you can correct them.
That's
because
right.
Knowing our history, knowing the origin of it, and educating our younger generations and reminding each other is really pretty important.
I am thankful that, and I don't know which generation I should lean to, what age group, but I think a lot more people are coming out and they're starting to do research.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you've got to be careful about your research. We all go to the internet, but you've got to be careful what source you use
mm-hmm.
to do as a search engine. And here I am just as guilty because I'm so, I won't say trained, but it's just so
it's
common.
It's a condition,
it's like
I think.
Saying Kleenex instead of just tissue.
Right.
Or Saran Wrap instead of just, I don't know what else you'd call it. Plastic wrap, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to do a search engine, my first one that pops out of my mouth is Google. I've mm-hmm. not gotten used to DuckDuckGo or the others.
Well, we've learned so much over the last month or so, even the last year, how much big tech has influenced everyday lives.
Parlay? No.
Parler. Mm-hmm. Is a comparable now to Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is an
echo. I never tweeted.
Yeah, it's more of an echo chamber. It's like a share. You don't have a lot of new content. But what I like about it is you can put links to YouTube videos. And even people are getting away from YouTube because there's been some.
What is the alternative to YouTube?
Rumble.
Really?
Yes, and you and I haven't really looked into that, but Rumble is what a lot of people are using it for video content now.
Huh.
And then MeWe, a lot of people are going to MeWe.
I've heard of that, but
now,
I don't know what that is either.
Here's something we're even experiencing.
Too much to learn.
KSLM. I've put up a couple stories. Here's something interesting from yesterday from Jeff's show plan that we put up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We got dinged by Facebook saying part of the information you've displayed is not correct.
Really?
And so your influence on your Facebook page is diminished. You're not going to be able to reach as many people. That's how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting? It's time we look into MeWe for KSLM as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM together on this Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Terry and I hanging out with you. We'll be
getting
back
hungry
after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Thanksgiving to you, friends. In my effort to bring information and news that you can use, I am a fan not only of John Maxwell for leadership and inspiration and helping us stay focused on being valuable in culture and to our community. I love David Barton. And I told the story the other day, maybe yesterday, where I remember being in the Capitol in 2010 with a values voters type of training and a ministry leader training with Tony Perkins and the Research Council. And David Barton was doing a history lesson in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda in D.C., and I absolutely was in shock of how much I didn't know about our Christian heritage in our Capitol and how it's displayed on the walls for all of the world to see.
What about the steps in the Washington Monument?
Oh, yes. It's incredible.
Every so many steps, there's a Bible verse.
There's verse and scripture and all of that. And so David Barton, a few years ago, did this Glenn Beck TV thing on Thanksgiving. And I'm going to play it right now because I think it's significant. And it's good for us to have this history reminder of where we're at for Thanksgiving.
Barton filling in for Glenn tonight. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, and many families will be spending time together, eating meals and enjoying sporting events, and hopefully remembering to stop and thank God for His many blessings. I mean, after all, Thanksgiving, which is one of America's favorite holidays, is one of our many overtly religious holidays that we officially celebrate every year. But how did we get here? That is, how did Thanksgiving become one of our most beloved celebrations? Well, most Americans know that this tradition goes back to the Pilgrims. Times of Thanksgiving in America actually occurred long before the Pilgrims. For example, a Thanksgiving commemoration occurred 79 years before the Pilgrims in 1541 at Palo Canyon, Texas, with Coronado and 1,500 of his men. Then in 1565, there was one at St. Augustine, Florida, with French Huguenots, that is, French Protestant colonists. And there was one in 1598 at El Paso, Texas, with Juan de Oñate and his expedition. And in 1607, there was a Thanksgiving celebration after settlers landed at Cape Henry, Virginia. And there was another one in 1619 at Berkeley Plantation, Virginia. And all of these Thanksgivings happened long before the Pilgrims ever arrived. But it's still from their Thanksgiving celebration of 1621 that we observe and derive the current tradition of Thanksgiving Day. Now, the Pilgrims, if you remember, had set sail for America back in September of 1620. And for 2 months, they braved crossing a storm-tossed sea. After disembarking at Plymouth Rock, they had a prayer service and began hastily building shelters, but unprepared for harsh New England winter, half of them died. Now, emerging from that grueling winter, the Pilgrims were surprised when an Indian named Samoset approached them and greeted them in their own language, explaining to them that he had learned English from fishermen and traders. A week later, Samoset returned with a friend named Squanto, who lived with the Pilgrims and accepted their Christian faith. Squanto taught the Pilgrims much about how to live in the New World, and he and Samoset helped forge a lasting peace treaty between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians. Now, Pilgrim Governor William Bradford described Squanto as, quote, a special instrument sent of God for our good, and he never left us till he died. The Pilgrims, persevering in prayer and assisted by helpful Indians, reaped a bountiful harvest that summer. So, in December of 1621, they declared a three-day feast to thank God and celebrate with their Indian friends. And this is America's first Thanksgiving celebration, not just a Thanksgiving service, as the earlier ones had been. No, this was a genuine Thanksgiving festival, and it involved friends and family, athletic events, It involved meals and feasting. It involved times of prayer and religious worship. This led to an annual Thanksgiving tradition in the New England colonies, but days of Thanksgiving really didn't start spreading southward into the other colonies until the American Revolution. And at that time, Congress issued 8 separate national Thanksgiving proclamations. Now, America's first federal Thanksgiving occurred in 1789 after the end of the Revolution and the adoption of the Constitution. The discussion of notable founding fathers about why they did this first federal Thanksgiving is actually found in this book. This is the Records of Congress covering 1789, and it tells us here in this book, it says, quote, Elias Boudinot said he could not think of letting the season pass without offering an opportunity to all citizens of the United States of joining with one voice and returning to Almighty God their sincere thanks for the many blessings he had poured down upon them. Also, we're told that Roger Sherman justified the practice of Thanksgiving as warranted by a number of precedents in the Holy Writ, that is the Scriptures. This example he thought worthy of Christian imitation on the present occasion. So Congress, therefore, requested President Washington to call for a day of national Thanksgiving, which he gladly did. He issued this original Thanksgiving proclamation, 1789. This is America's very first federal Thanksgiving. Now, why did President Washington do this? Why did he call for a federal Thanksgiving? Well, he explained right here in this proclamation. He said, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Federal Thanksgiving proclamations occurred sporadically after this one, with most official Thanksgiving observances occurring at the state level rather than the federal level. Much of the credit for the adoption of our annual federal Thanksgiving holiday may be attributed to Sarah Hale, a mother of 5 and the editor of Godey's Ladies Magazine. It was a popular ladies magazine that contained poetry and artwork and articles by America's leading authors. She actively promoted the idea of a national Thanksgiving Day. And she explained in an editorial, she said, Thanksgiving Day is the national pledge of Christian faith in God, acknowledging Him as the dispenser of blessings. This festival should be joyfully and universally observed throughout our whole country as inseparable from American life. For nearly 3 decades, she lobbied and wrote president after president, including President Abraham Lincoln, asking him to proclaim a federal Thanksgiving. Now, Lincoln set that precedent. He responded in 1863 at the proclamation. Here is his proclamation printed in the New York Times. He set it up for the last Thursday of November. Sound kind of familiar? He reminded Americans in this proclamation, he said, the year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. And to these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we're prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added. So no human counsel has devised any, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. Over the next 75 years, subsequent presidents followed Lincoln's precedent, and over the course of time, annual Thanksgiving celebrations, they varied widely, and they even occurred in different months over those 75 years. But then in 1933, with this Thanksgiving proclamation by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, we began regularly celebrating Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of each November. And then in 1941, Congress permanently established that day as the National Thanksgiving Holiday. By the way, you can see all of these original historic Thanksgiving proclamations and lots of others at wallbuilders.com.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and that was David Barton's History on Thanksgiving. And it's great for us to be reminded what our background is, where, why we have Thanksgiving. And I think it's neat, Terry, that we can just pull up these YouTube videos and add them to our...
Well, we're thankful to have this technology, I'll tell you that.
It really does work, and it can work with us. It can work against
it's
us as
double-edged
well.
Sword.
As we go into the hour two, we're going to talk a little bit about some history of presidential proclamations.
Not too much history, though. I don't want to go...
And we're going to talk
history
a little bit...
History can be fun. It's
I
true.
Know. And we're going to talk about what we're going to do today, right,
I'm
you
thinking,
and I?
Yeah, eggs and turkey for breakfast.
And we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later and find out from you, what are you doing today on Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for? So you can plan on that as well. We're wrapping up this hour over, under, around, or through. No matter what you're facing today, friends, we're overcomers. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for Hour 2 coming up next.